Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Clay County Corner, where we hope to inform you of some local happenings, events, and just some general information about Clay County. This is Susan Bailey coming to you live at WVFB from the historical Clay County Courthouse on the square in Salina. Our radio broadcast is sponsored in part and hosted by the three-star volunteer program of Clay County, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, along with some other local civic-minded businesses. If you would like to become a sponsor of the Clay County Corner, give us a call at 931-243-3338. You can hear these live broadcasts every Thursday morning from 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. on WVFB Kicks Country 101.5 FM. This show will be replayed again this evening on 101.5 at 6 o'clock p.m. If you have to get up and miss a little bit of it or something, you can hear it again at 6 o'clock today. And don't forget that you can also catch the show online at www.delhollowhorizon.org. Just visit the Horizon webpage and click on the most recent show, or if you want to click on any of the archive shows you might want to hear again. We've got another good show for you this morning over the next hour. We're going to have Ms. Diane Black, excuse me, we're going to have the Congressman Diane Black's interview with Ray Norris. That's a monthly interview that she takes the time out of her busy schedule in Washington to prepare for us. And then we'll have Ms. Mary Lloyd Renault with Homecoming Days, which is right around the corner. A couple of things to announce before we get started. Be sure to call in for the birthday and anniversary announcements for each week. Just leave a message on the answering machine here at 931-243-5574. Someone will win a Dairy Queen cake every Thursday if your name is called. Listen today at the end of the show for this week's birthday and anniversary announcements and for the Salina Dairy Queen cake winner. I think I maybe announced some of the people last week that were actually supposed to be scheduled for this week. The birthdays go through today, and then we'll start all over tomorrow, and it'll extend through the next Thursday every week. So be sure to call in. Another thing, we've got the Salina High School Class of 74 is having their 40th reunion at the Mitchell Creek Marina on August the 16th from 2 to 5. Look on Facebook for more information or contact Tim, Debbie, Connie, Sheila, Joan, or Randall. If you're a graduate of the Class of 74, then you know who those guys are. But we do need you to confirm, pick your food choices, and send money into Sheila so we can start making final plans. Also, there's a fun day in the park at the Hermitage Springs Park. They're going to be having their annual fun day of activities and games, and this includes some of the really old fun games like the three-legged races and sack races and a lot of other different older games that are a lot of fun. It's kind of the last fun day for the kids before starting back to school. Kids will get to walk away with some nice prizes. A lot of those are going to be in the way of school supplies and even backpacks to get them started well for school this year. And then there's an organization, CARDS, that means Caring About Recently Deployed Soldiers. It's a local organization to help remember our military deployed, and it now has 30 deployed military who we're sending care packages to, so they're receiving food, snacks, and hygiene care packages from our community and beyond. Please don't forget to leave something in the green boxes and collection jars that are around town. Or call 260-8320 to learn more about how you, your church, or your organization can help. Please let us know about any community activities that are coming up in the future so we can be sure and tell our listening audience. Things slip by us every once in a while, but that's because somebody doesn't give us a phone call. It's very important to let us know. You can contact me by Facebook, email, or by phone at 931-260-8320, and we'll be happy, or Thomas, we'll be happy to get that information on there. You can also leave a message at 931-243-5574. With that being said, we're going to pause for a short break, and then we'll return with the Congressman Black and Ray Norris interview.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
The Upper Cumberland General Store is what a country store used to be like and what a country store should be. Local handcrafted items, antiques, Disney items, American moonshine items, household goods, wise survival foods, snacks, discount groceries, and a whole lot more. Shop Upper Cumberland General Store and save, save, save. Up to 90% off regular retail prices. You need to see it to believe it. Visit Upper Cumberland General Store, open 9 till 5 Tuesday through Saturday at 101 Doctors Drive in Salina, Tennessee. Or you can call them at 931-243-3350. That's 931-243-3350 for Upper Cumberland General Store. Here to serve you right behind the DQ.
No. Back to the Clay County Corner. I'm going to now turn it over to Congressman Black and Clay County Chamber Executive Ray Norris. This is a pre-recorded message from last week.
Good morning, Representative Diane Black. How are you this lovely morning?
I am very good. How are you?
Oh, great. It's Friday.
Yeah, really. Oh, my. Well, it's a beautiful day here in Washington, but I get to go home this afternoon, so I'm excited about that.
Very good. Very good. Very good. It's been kind of interesting this past week or so. The one that's probably most prevalent out in the public is the Supreme Court getting involved in some of our business, and that's probably a good thing.
Oh, that was just the right decision. I'm so glad. I mean, they really did get it right on this one. In adhering to our Constitution and our Bill of Rights, that we do have religious freedom here in this country. It's provided for in the First Amendment, and it was upheld, and that was a very good thing.
It sure was. I was pleased to see it turn out that way.
But leave it to my progressive colleagues to try to spin this in a way where what they're saying is totally not true. They're trying to say that we're taking away women's right to have birth control, which this is so far from the truth. But again, this is just something that they like to do in order to try to get the people all riled up. This did nothing to say that a woman could not have birth control. They have the ability to have birth control, get it even free from the government if they're at an income level where they go to the health department, where there are other organizations that do give out free birth control, and some of them also give out abortion-producing drugs.
So, right, right.
There are still those places around. Nothing prohibits them from operating in a business as they have done so before, but they did say that, you know, we do have a right to our conscience, and it doesn't stop at the door of your home or your church, and when you go to work, you're not a different person than you are at home. So these closely held companies do have a right to say when they feel that it has violated their right and their conscience to not provide something.
Absolutely.
A lot of people don't realize Hobby Lobby also was already providing birth control pills. They provided 16 of the 20 required medications. The only thing they had a problem with were the four drugs that would have actually created an abortion,
right.
produced an abortion. And so they won on this case, and I think that the Supremes got it right.
I agree with you. I don't always agree with them. I don't always agree with either party, but I agree with that particular decision.
Well, and it's bigger than just a party. It's bigger than just a Democrat or a Republican. It is about what our Constitution provides for us, that no other country has these kinds of rights as we do here in this country. And I think that if it had been found in the opposite direction, that we would have been looking at a degradation of all of our rights, because when you can say that the government has a right to usurp what is given to you by the Constitution, you really start to break down all those other rights as well.
Exactly, yes. And if they can take away that right, what's next on the agenda that they want to take away?
Absolutely. All they have to do is have one lady sitting in the Department of Health and Human Services that writes a rule that says, well, this is what I think I'll do. Because, by the way, that was not the original intent, even in the original draft of Obamacare. If you listen to the debate on the floor, Barbara Mikulski was really asking for things that we traditionally think of as being preventative medicine for women, things like breast mammograms and such. She never mentioned anything about birth control or about abortion-producing drugs. So Kathleen Sebelius, one individual in the country of millions, makes a decision for everyone, and I think the Supreme Court, again, got it right in upholding that to say, you can't have even one person in the government in a very powerful position make a decision for the country contrary to what the Constitution gives us the right to have.
Exactly.
And that's conscience right.
I also hope that this is kind of a shot across the bow to let everybody know that the Supreme Court is going to protect our rights.
Well, I hope so. I do think that Roberts got it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
This decision on Obamacare, I think if you read both the opinion and the dissenting opinion, it is very scary. And he went way outside of even what the president originally and his administration went before the court arguing, and then he found it was a tax. And so he opened up a whole new argument about what it is that the government can tax us on. Can they tax us to say, if I don't eat broccoli, it's for the good of the country that I don't get sick, and therefore you can tax me on that?
Yep.
You know, it really does open a door that's been a very scary door, and I'm going to keep my eyes open for how that might be used in other ways.
Very good. Excellent.
Yeah. So the Supremes got it right this time. Let's hope that, and they got also the issue on the unions and saying that a union worker is not required to have part of their dues go into political fund.
Yes.
And I think that was another one they got right. And so I think they did pretty good this time. And I'm certainly pleased with both of those, because I think, again, it goes back to our rights as individuals that our Constitution provides for us. So we'll see. They're out for the summer, and we won't get any of those big decisions again probably for another year. Generally, this is the time of the year where we get the big decisions.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
On a different front, our borders seem to be under attack at this point in time as far as illegals crossing.
Oh, my goodness, yes. This is a huge concern on so many levels, on the level of our security. We don't know who's coming into this country. We're now finding out from those governors that are on the border that there are people not just coming from Central America, but some of these young men that are 12, 13, 14 years old are coming from Yemen and Syria. Obviously, they train them very young there to be terrorists, and when they're coming into our country and going across the border and then just melding into the rest of society, we are not aware of who they are, what they're coming here for. So security is a huge issue. This is a humanitarian issue as well, where you have children who are very young that are being misused and abused as they're coming across the border through the desert, where they are being sex trafficked, they're being used for labor. These coyotes go into these communities, take $1,000 or more from these families, promising them that there will be security for their children as they travel and that they'll get into the country easily and have the American dream. And then to know that your small child of 5, 6, 7, 8 years old is being abused in this way, this is a huge humanitarian issue. Even the president of Mexico is concerned about what's happening within his border. Some of these young men are being drafted into gangs, drug groups, and they're having an increase in those kinds of problems in their country. So hopefully we'll get the president of Mexico to work with us on this issue. But you know what? If our border were secure, we wouldn't even be dealing with this, because when the train hit our border, it would be stopped, and anyone who didn't have a passport or a visa or some legal entry into our country would not be able to enter.
Exactly.
And so we go right back to where the problem is. You know, I was taught in nursing school, whenever you have a problem, you go back and look at the root cause. And the root cause of all of this is that we don't have a secure border, and we have an administration that does not see this as a primary issue for them. They have the DREAM Act, which is against the law. And so the message goes out to the people in Central America, hey, we're open for business, just send these children. And it's estimated if this is not stopped, we'll get some 60,000 unaccompanied minors into our country. The one additional thing that isn't being talked about a whole lot, I know that there is some talk on it, but the whole health issue. You know, I've gone to Guatemala as a nurse, as a volunteer on a medical mission trip for several years. We actually saw diseases and parasites and bacteria that are particular to that part of the world that we don't have here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what these children are coming with, whether they've been immunized. And this is a huge concern. This health concern is a big one and could really mean a lot of injury to our American people, and especially our children as they get incorporated into a community and are in school with them and so on. So there are just, as I say, so many pieces to this puzzle. But the number one thing is to secure the border that we've been talking about for years.
But you bring up a good point on the health issue. You know, 100 years ago, folks had to come through Ellis Island, and they were screened for everything before they were allowed to continue. We're just wide open at this point.
Absolutely. We are wide open. And we have a task force that has spent time on the border. I wasn't a part of that task force. I know they're going to Guatemala this coming weekend to talk with the officials down there. Our State Department, I don't feel, is doing a good job about going to these countries and working directly with their presidents and their parliamentarians to figure out a way that we can join arms in keeping this from happening. Well, I'm sure they don't want their children in these situations where they're being used and abused. So being able to do something on a state-by-state basis through the State Department and their administrations, I think, is a good idea. But we have put together this task force not only to go and see with our own eyes what's going on, but to also say, here are the things that the president can do right now. You know, he's asking for $3.6 billion, but nothing in there is really to secure the border. And so what we have done is we've gone through, and right now we have 9 different provisions of things that we can say to the president. If you want to stop this, you can stop it now without a change in the law, without an additional penny. And things like putting the message out to those in South Central America, we're not open for business. And if you come here, we're going to turn it right around and send them right back.
Yes.
That's one of the things you can do very, very easily. Contrary to the DREAM Act that the president had out there, where, of course, that message to these countries that they're just saying, okay, the president has let us know it's okay, the borders are open. Things also like cracking down on these fraudulent asylum claims. These children are coming across the border and they're just walking right up to the agents, the ICE agents, and telling them, I'm here for asylum. Well, somebody's having to tell children the word asylum.
Exactly.
Obviously, they don't know what asylum even really means.
Right.
But if they say that, then there is a provision in our law to say that they must be heard by a court to determine whether they're really an asylum victim or not.
Yes.
But if you crack down on those fraudulent claims where you would say, okay, they have to have records, they've got to have something from an administration down in that country to say that there's an extreme amount of violence that puts them in peril. But none of that is happening. So just the word of, you know, I'm here for asylum comes out of their mouth, and we have to abide by our law. You know, there's got to be some credible fear problem there that you can really say that this country has looked into. Let's say Honduras. Is there fear there? For what reason? Is the country in what kind of turmoil? Why would that be that someone would be afraid to live there? So those are things that could be done immediately.
Sure.
That are not being done, and giving the border control, our border agents patrol more, excuse me, giving the border patrol agents more agents to help them would also help to secure that border and keep this all from happening.
Well, I certainly hope we can make some progress there and get that buttoned up tight, because this continual influx of illegals is not going to help us, especially when it's children. And there's all kinds of additional difficulties when you're watching somebody else's children.
Well, and the interesting thing is that we found out through Judicial Watch, where they found a directive that the president had put out that was a directive to ask for some assistance with escort services, was put out in January, a request for a proposal to anyone who could supply these services to help children get from where they could come across the border to someplace else in the country. And the request for a proposal actually had in there that they anticipated about 60,000 unaccompanied minors. This was back in January.
Yeah.
And the administration actually put this out there in the public, a request for services. Now, how did they know that there were going to be this many minors that were going to be coming into this country? Why in January did we see that go out? I have a letter to the president and also Department of Homeland Security to ask questions about, how did you know this? How did you anticipate this? What did you know ahead of time? And that's just a little known thing that is just now floating out there, but I've already sent that letter. We'll see if I get anything back. But it does seem like it's awfully curious that they would be putting this piece of information out there in anticipation for this happening.
Well, that shows it's premeditated. Now, I think that's going to come back to bite them, and the American public will be able to read between the lines, and they know what's going on.
Well, I hope so, and I am concerned that if you just listen to ABC, NBC, CBS, and MSNBC, that you won't hear about these things that I'm telling you. Because the other media stations really are not covering this. Yes, Fox is. Look,
yeah.
I know Fox doesn't get it right 100% of the time.
Right.
But at least they're putting information out there for the people to chew on. And
exactly.
I'm really concerned that maybe the American people aren't getting the true message about what's really happening here. Because the president says this is all the fault of the Republicans because they didn't accept the Senate's Comprehensive Immigration Reform Act.
It's always somebody else's fault.
It's just amazing that this president never takes responsibility for anything that happens in this country.
Well, eventually he will be held accountable.
I hope so, and I hope it's sooner than later.
I agree with you.
I feel awful for these children and these families that have paid this money, their life savings, to have their children come to the United States, have them treated this way, or even possibly sent back, which I think is really the better thing for them, to be with their families. But and then the health issue, our security issue, when we see one of these young men who have crossed that border that is a terrorist and injures one of our Americans, I hope that's not when we wake up.
Oh, Lord, yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Very much.
Yeah.
Well, listen, young lady, I've certainly enjoyed speaking with you this morning, and it's been very enlightening, and we certainly do appreciate every time that we can sit down with you and have a discussion like this.
Well, I appreciate you in helping me to get the message out there that I'm here in Washington fighting for the people in the 6th Congressional District, and I consider it a real honor. So thank you for having me on your show once a month so we can talk about these very important issues.
It's our pleasure. Representative Black, have a great day and a great weekend, and we'll be talking to you.
Thank you so much. God bless.
This is Susan Bailey back. You've been listening to a pre-recorded message from Ray Norris and Congressman Black. And we'll take a little break right now, and then we'll return with Miss Mary Lord Reno and Homecoming Days coming up.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Hello, this is Paula Boone with Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center. We are excited to announce two new services available to our community. We are now offering adult daycare and outpatient therapies. Our adult daycare program is designed to provide improvements in the health of adults who may just need a safe place to be during the day. Nutritious meals, snacks, activities, and a full-service beauty shop are just a few of the services available. Outpatient physical, occupational, and speech therapies are now offered to our community as well. Most major insurance plans are accepted. For more information, give us a call today at 931-243-3139. We will be glad to assist you. Again, that is 931-243-3139, Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center in Salina, Tennessee.
Good afternoon, this is Elaine Closure. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter Paints dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter Paints, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
This is Susan Bailey back on 101.5 FM Kicks Country. I've got Miss Mary Lloyd Reno sitting here with me. Thank you for coming this week.
Thank you, Susan. I appreciate you inviting us to tell you about Homecoming Days. It's coming up.
Absolutely.
And that's scheduled for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, July 31st, August 1 and 2.
All right. That sounds wonderful.
It's on the square, and we will be having... I've got a tentative schedule, so I'm going to kind of go through it so everybody will kind of know what's going on.
Wonderful.
Now, this is sponsored by the Clay County Museum, mm-hmm. and this is the way we fund our museum to pay all of our bills each year with the Homecoming Days. Now, on Thursday morning when we start, most of the booths are just sitting up, and everybody's getting all their equipment in line and everything, mm-hmm. and at 9 o'clock, though, Miss Dean Walden's going to be accepting the entries for the quilt and photography show here at the courthouse.
Okay.
And they can get in touch with her beforehand if they need to at 615-699-4583. by that time, you know, lunch is coming about, and
absolutely,
the cattlemen and the food booths are all cranked up and everything. But the main thing on Thursday is our opening ceremonies,
mm-hmm,
and we have it at the museum. Now, our opening ceremonies is consisted with the ringing of the, what we call the ringing of the bells.
Uh-huh.
And several years ago, the Lynn family donated a large bell to the museum that came out of the Tinsley Bottom Old Church.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have another bell that was donated by the Methodist Church and the Salina Canton Lodge that we ring each year to kind of start off the festivities. That's kind of the opening ceremonies that gets everything going. And we have a special bell ringer. Now, I'm not going to tell who that is because you need to come and see.
Absolutely.
But it's usually somebody that has been in the town, knows everything that's going on,
mm-hmm,
somebody that has knowledge or is connected with the bells in some way.
Right. Well, who have been some of the previous bell ringers in the past?
Well, let's see. Well, my mother was one year.
Yes.
Miss Edwina Napier
Edwina
has
Napier.
Been. Billy Hamilton was last year.
Okay.
Once Graham Lynn, who was Scott's son, rang it when they first donated the bells and stuff.
Okay.
And there's just been Mr. Teeples, and
yes,
there's just been a whole list of people who have, I kind of call it as the establishment people, you know.
Right, engaged in the community.
Engaged in the community. And after that is over, the next thing that starts off is the lawnmower parade. Now, Winton Young takes care of that, so
mm-hmm,
if you're interested in it, and he's got a new kick to it this year, it's the Duck Dynasty Lawnmower Parade, not the Hillbilly.
Uh-huh.
And he's going to have everybody dressed, or the centers in it, in Duck Dynasty decor, or whatever they wear.
Yeah, got to get those beards out.
Yeah, got to get the beards
and the camo.
Out. And he's going to have a duck eating contest, and there's going to be some awards given, so all you kids who want to be on Duck Dynasty and the Lawnmower Parade, get your stuff out.
Absolutely.
Then about 6:30 on Thursday, we start the cakewalk as soon as we can get everything going, and we're going to have lots of cakes. We're trying to have more cakes and baked goods than just merchandise because everybody seems to like the cakes, the homemade cakes and all that stuff a lot
they're
better.
They're delicious.
And everything. But we always have some merchandise that the merchants give us and everything, and they're what make that go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as soon as that's over, the Thursday night music starts. Now, we have a new band this year.
Okay.
It's called Tuesday at 7.
Tuesday at 7.
The leader of it is Doug Bryant, who works out at Slana Lumber Company.
Uh-huh.
And I believe he told me his bass player is the music teacher out at the grade school.
Okay, Miss Sandy.
Yeah, Miss Sandy, mm-hmm, and everything. So everybody needs to come listen to them. This is their first time.
Mm-hmm.
So that, and they play, of course, as long as anybody's there or anything, up until whatever time.
Yeah, so they're called Tuesdays at 7, but this is going to be, what night is this?
This is Thursday.
This will be Thursday at 7.
But that's the
Tuesday
name of it, and I asked him,
Thursday at 7.
I said, how come you named it Tuesday at 7? Well, that's the time we all practice.
Okay, it makes sense.
So that was a good deal. Then on Friday morning, of course, everything's running wide open and the craft fairs are open and the quilt show and everything is ready to be shown and the cattlemen are doing their real buys and everything and the other food booths. And about 4 o'clock, though, we will have a Civil War encampment, which will be Sons of Confederate Veterans are going to set up tents. Some of them will be spending the night,
mm-hmm,
and they will have a display of all kind of things that were used during the Confederacy,
right,
some guns, mm-hmm, and knives and stuff like that. And then I hope to have, and I'm pretty sure, I will have the list of the Confederate soldiers that I have
good.
Found
mm-hmm
in the county and their ranks and everything and the cemetery that they're in.
Okay.
So if anybody's interested in wondering whether any of their relatives are there, they can come by and check the
right
list. And then if they need further information, they can see me later about it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But
and I know you've been so busy working on that. Just about every time I see you out running around, which you're out running around all the time, but that's pretty much what you're involved in,
right,
working on that.
There's 132 of them.
Yeah.
And I know everybody and where they're buried. A couple of them, we're not sure which headstones there's because some of them aren't marked. We've got to go out and clean a little on them and everything.
Yeah.
So that's very interesting.
It
and that'll
is.
Be here all week. And that's history of our county.
Absolutely.
And everything. Then After that, the cow patty contest starts.
Okay, that's a big hot ticket item right there.
Big hot ticket item right there. The cattle will be selling their tickets and getting their numbers down on the street, and everybody will be gathering in their chairs and
getting a prime spot.
Getting a prime spot and everything. So, it's a lot of people say, well, what is a cow patty contest?
I know it.
And some of them said, do you throw it? I said, no, not hardly. I said, they mark it off and they put the cattle in there, and the first one, as they poop, it falls in somebody's square.
That's
and then
right.
They take and they measure it off and they weigh it and they go through all this, and we have a big time doing that and everything. And right before that, while the cows are in there doing their business, the museum always has a little auction just to kind of fill up the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we for years we've given away two Titan tickets, first preseason game, and those will be there. We know we will also have two nice cakes, one from Sarah Elizabeth Birch, which everybody has gotten to like hers, and one from Miss Lillian White,
mm-hmm.
who always donates a good cake. And these are cakes that are scratch cakes.
Uh-huh.
Now, they're
delicious.
Not anything that's,
out of a box.
They don't come out of a box. That's exactly right. And, of course,
how much are the cow patty tickets? And
I think
can you get them?
The cow patty tickets are $5, and you get those from any member of the Cattlemen's Association.
Okay.
And, of course, what they for that, the money they make all goes back to the students and stuff. They do scholarships each year, and that's the way they earn their money, along with their food vendor and everything that they do to make money for the Cattlemen's Association so that they can offer as much as possible.
Right, and I want to say, you mentioned their food vendor, too. That's one thing that if you don't get up there early, you might miss it because they go fast.
Right.
So you need to be on your game when they open up and start selling those cow patties.
You're exactly right.
Or cow patties, when they start selling those ribeye steaks.
Right. They don't sell cow patties.
No,
now, come on. Then, as the band's getting ready to play, and over in front of Jimmy White's office, they always have what they call a Tennessee Big Marble Tournament.
Oh, yeah.
And that's not sponsored, it's, of course, part of it, but Junior B. Strong and James Hamilton are usually in charge of that. If you need to get a hold of James, his telephone number is 260-4384, if you need any information about that.
Now, Mary Lloyd, if I'm remembering right, they actually fix a whole squared-off arena, and they bring in sand or dirt or something?
No, it's played on carpet.
Okay.
It's played on carpet, but they bring them in their big, long things, and it all fits together, and it's all marked off, and they use different... I've been watching this for 5-6 years, and I had never figured out how to play it.
I know it.
And I think if you don't play it, it's hard for you to know what's going on and what's happening and everything. So that goes on as the music's going on and everything, and a lot of times it goes on later that night on Friday night and everything.
And people dance in the street.
Oh, people dance in the street and everything. And the band for Thursday night is the usual band, Danny Kendall's Bunch, which is called Southern Rain. And sometimes he's called it, but this year he's called Southern Rain, so it's a different makeup of the people that are there and everything. So it's, a little different and everything. Now, most people bring their lawn chairs and stuff and sit back because there's not any seats over on the sidewalk, so you just kind of have to and sit back and enjoy, and everybody sits around and talks and see what's going on and go get them something to eat.
Exactly, just a nice relaxing
evening.
Mary Lloyd, we need to take a quick break, and then I want you to keep going on this because we need to let everybody know what's going on with Homecoming Days. We're going to pause for a minute for our sponsors.
As we grow, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. I've got Miss Mary Lord Reynolds sitting here with us, and she is talking about homecoming days. We've been going over, pretty much covered what's happening on Thursday, and we're right into the Friday evening festivities.
Yes, ma'am. And to make sure everybody understands, now this is Danny Kendall, that's band that's going to play Friday night, Call of Southern Rain. Somebody standing here asked me, did you say Billy Kendall? And I said, I don't believe Billy plays anymore. He's down at the, he's down at Ain't That
Ain't
Nice
that
doing his stuff. So that kind of takes us through Friday night, and I'll kind of give a little big caption at the end of the big things that's going on. Saturday morning, over at the women's building, the hospital does a health fair, and it will start at 7 o'clock in the morning. Now, you people who are like me, I don't like to get up early. Now, you're going to have to get yourself over, and that way you can get your blood work and everything done. But it's from 7 until 10. And I know last year they had real good, a lot of people that came, and some of them told about how nice it was and how much better it was set up over at the women's building than up at the hospital, because they had a lot more room and could do more things. Now, of course, the Civil War encampment will be there most of the day Saturday till late Saturday afternoon. So if you still want to know something about the Confederate soldiers that are in this county or anything about the artifacts that the Sons of Confederate Veterans will have, they'll be glad to show you and give you a, you know, they usually have some guns. It's a little
they
boys
do the
usually like those
and
everything.
And the cannon,
we don't have a cannon this year, but one of the reasons we don't have a cannon is it's a little too dangerous to run, shoot it off on the square.
Okay,
because there's too many glass windows, and it could, we have known of things getting cracked.
Well, their tents alone, though, it's worth it to come and look at how they set their tents up. I'm telling
you, they sleep in them.
If a straight line wind comes through here, they are not affected.
Right. No,
they stand.
They do. And one thing about the health fair, it's free. You don't have to pay anything. They just take care of you and everything. And, of course, all the food craft markets will be going on early that morning. Two other real important things that are going on for early that morning at 8 o'clock is the car show. Johnny Brown's in charge of that, and you can reach him at 931-445-4548. Now, that's his cell phone number, so you can usually get him at that. And he, anybody's interested in getting their cars in or see him, and they'll take care of him. That's at the old high school.
Okay.
Out on South Brown Street.
On the front yard.
On the front yard. And then the antique tractor show, Ronnie Wheeler is in charge of it. And you can get a hold of him at 258-3005 or 397-4774. And if you miss any of these telephone numbers that I'm getting you, all you got to do is call the museum. We'll have the... We hope to have the schedules and everything out on the street by Monday of this week, the coming week, and so you can see exactly what's going on. The quilt show will still be going on, and a new thing we've got this year is we've got a local artist exhibit.
Oh, good.
It will be in the hall of the courthouse, and it's a new artist that we've just kind of discovered, And it's Martha Rush from out on Pea Ridge. She's one of my neighbors out there. I didn't know she could paint, and somebody told me about it, and I went by, and she's got a lot of nice oil paintings she's done. And I was really impressed because I just had no idea that Martha and I went to high school together, and I just had no idea that she was doing anything like that. And I asked her, I said, well, Martha, when did you get started in this? She says, oh, I've just been doing it a year or so, you know. I just kind of wanted something to do. And she says, there's a program on television that I listen to, and that's helped me get to doing this. But they're really nice, and we need to come by and support her. Uh-huh. There may be some of them that are for sale. You might see something that you like, and you may be able to cut a deal with her with it right here and everything. But I was just very impressed with them. Then about 11 o'clock, the antique tractor parade comes around. Now, let me tell you one thing big. The cattlemen are not selling ribeyes on Saturday.
Okay.
They're only selling them Thursday and Friday. I checked with them.
Okay.
So if you don't get a ribeye
Thursday or Friday,
you won't get one. That's exactly right. I think they just do so many, and they try to get them all sold on those 2 days and everything. So that's kind of big. But the antique tractor parade will be coming through, and the tractors will be parking over in front between the courthouse and Johnny McLaren's Antique Town Square Antique Store and everything. Then comes along still the food booth, and at 1 o'clock, the other food booths that'll be on the square, which will be, there'll be barbecue and everything that we've always had, hamburgers and all that kind of stuff. We've got two or three different.
Be plenty to eat.
And there's usually somebody that has funnel cake.
Yes. And that's a popular thing.
And that good homemade lemonade, you know, that they have and everything. So that's a real important thing. At 1 o'clock, down at the community center, there'll be a cornhole contest.
Okay.
And Jason Thompson is in charge of it. And his telephone numbers, if you need to know anything, are 258-4411 or 260-0478. Now, I heard Susan giving out telephone numbers a while ago, and she talks too fast because you can't write those numbers down quick enough. So I try to do them slow enough they can get them written down. But if you need any of these phone numbers, just call the museum, and we'll have it for you. And number is 243-4220. The museum, 243-4220. Okay. Then, from 1 to 4, we have local music.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not going to tell you who they are yet because we're still trying, but we've got some good groups in, and they'll be playing from 1 until 4.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are younger girls, and some of them, and then we got a band and everything. So it's not just the same thing that we have every year, you know, and everything.
Come out and listen.
And support your local people. Now, because all these people that are going to be singing are all Clay Countyans, and some of them, I think some of them are from old Brown Moss and everything, and so they can kind of jar down and sing good and everything.
It's amazing the talent we've got right here.
I think there's going to be some maybe Pea Ridgers mixed in with some of it and everything. So we got three or four groups that are going to come in and do good. Okay, while they're getting all that and doing that, I'm out putting the ducks in the water.
Those are not
flying ducks. I'll tell you the tale about the ducks here in a minute. But the duck race starts the ducks will be turned loose at 2 o'clock. Now, the deadline for buying your tickets is usually 12 o'clock noon, so we can get them all in and get everything straight. But if you're on the square and it's right after 12 and you can't find anybody with a ticket, you can come over to my office that's straight across from David's Auto, and we'll be accounting the tickets and getting everything, so you can get some last-minute tickets up till about 1 o'clock.
So you're safe.
Yeah, you got about an extra hour in there.
Get it early. It's a whole lot easier.
Right, get it early. And we load them all in a big dip net, and I put them in my boat, and I take them up the river. Usually have somebody helping me. And we kind of somebody says, well, how do you know where to take them? I said, well, we go up the river so far, and we kind of look to see how fast the water's going. Mm-hmm. If it's going faster, we go a little further upriver. Now, several years ago, I was standing on the square one day, and we were selling duck tickets, and some people from up north, I'll just say, I won't say any particular state, up north says, well, I never heard of a duck race and everything. How does that work? And I thought, well, these people, I'm going to pull their leg a little bit. And I said, well, I raise little ducks. And when we get them all raised up, we just the right size is when we have the duck race. And I take and put little numbers on them with little strings around their neck. And I said, I've got some buddies. And I send them upriver with the ducks. And when I tell them to wave a flag down here, I'll be standing on the bridge out there, and I'll be standing on the square, and I'll wave and tell them to turn them loose, and they'll flush them towards me on the bridge out there. And I says, I've got my shotgun with me. And I said, the first one I can shoot that falls on the road is the one that wins. And you know what those people said to me? No. Is that really true? And I said, no, that's the biggest lie you've ever heard. Right, and everything. But what we do is, when you stand on the bridge and look over, there's a shadow line, and you can always see it. So the first duck that gets to that shadow line, I grab it right quick. Somebody lets a line down to me, and I tie it on, and they take it up, and they announce it right then, the number of the duck. Uh-huh. But they don't know who won it unless the person that has that number knows
happens to be there.
They don't know. So then me and my crew goes and we have to pick up all the little ducks.
Right.
So we can have them for next year and everything. So we do that, and time I get back to the square and go through the tickets to find out who it does, and then we come over and announce it. Now, you win $1,000, and it's not a check. It's 10 $100 bills.
Yeah.
That's a big thing.
And now, to get the tickets there, they're going to be around town, and they can always last minute get it
from me or at the museum before.
Okay.
They'll be at the Downtown Square Antiques or tickets there.
Okay.
Lois Turner, who's helping us some selling tickets.
Okay.
You can get some from Bertha over at hers or any member of the museum board. It's all got tickets and everything.
Okay.
So there's plenty
of
tickets.
And they cost $10. All right.
Now, the cattlemen give $500, so their tickets sell for $5, and they give $500. Ours sells for $10. We give $1,000. So you're getting ready to go to break, right?
Yeah, we're going to we needed that information before we hit to break, and we're going to go to break, and we're going to cover some more stuff. There's a lot going on with Homecoming Day. Stay tuned.
Okay, I'll do the wrap-up in the band.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
This is Susan Bailey back on 101.5 FM Kix Country. I think it's time to make the birthday and anniversary announcements. And when I finish, I'm going to ask Miss Mary Lord Reno to draw a name out of our bucket. And we can announce the winner, and then I'm going to let Miss Mary Lord close the show out today because we've still got a lot more information about Homecoming Days. So the birthday announcements and anniversaries are as follows. On June the 11th, happy birthday to Lily Glee and Tabor Dale White. These are the twin grandchildren of Miss Lillian White. On July the 12th, Tammy Johnson and Galen Spivey, and this is from Dear Lisa Richards, also an anniversary for Joseph and Keisha Smith for 11 years of marriage. On July the 13th, we have happy birthday to Reese Adams, Emily Moss, and Sheila Ashlock Caulfelt, And we have an anniversary for Bill and Beth Moulton, and that's for 22 years. And on July the 14th, happy birthday to Teresa King and Hannah Cooper. On July the 15th, happy birthday to Jamie Key, Logan Watson, and Marie Poindexter. And on July the 16th, happy birthdays to Candace Watson, Sandra Stewart Wicks, Linda Asbury, and happy anniversary to Tiffany and Daniel Strong, 8 years together. And on July the 17th, we have happy birthday to Miss Tasha Ashlock Bailey, and happy birthday, 12 years old, Jalen Watson. She actually celebrated her birthday with family and friends on the 13th, but her birthday is today. Happy birthday to all those. And Miss Mary Lloyd, I'll ask you if you would pick a name out, please.
Okay, I've got it. The name is Lily Glee and Tabor Dale White.
All right.
All Miss Lillian White's grandchildren.
That's right. The twin grandchildren of Miss Lillian White. So you can come by the Clay County Chamber and pick up your certificate to go to the Solana Dairy Queen and claim your birthday cake. Yeah, the if you don't mind, too, I just want to give you a little reminder to call in to 931-243-5574 and give us a list of birthdays and anniversaries that will be from the 18th to the 24th now. That'll be announced next Thursday. And Mary Lloyd, I'm going to give it back to you to finish on with homecoming days.
Okay, well, we're talking about the duck race and stuff, and one of the things somebody asked me while we were sitting here, well, how many ducks do you put out? Well, it's according to how many tickets we sell.
Mm-hmm.
But we only have 300 printed, which is, that's not a big number. I know some of these people that do this will have a dump truck load that they dump in. I know up at Knoxville they do and everything.
Yeah.
So they do the same. And the I don't know how many tickets the cattlemen do and everything, but there'll be plenty of tickets for everybody. And later on that night, we have another band that plays on Saturday night. And we have the same band usually every year. And this is Rodney Huff's band called Crossfire.
Okay.
And they've been just kind of a staple for us. Everybody likes them so good, we've had them back. Now, let me go back and touch on some of the main things so that you know what's going on. Of course, the opening ceremony is on Thursday, the Duck Dynasty Lawnmower Parade. The music on Thursday night is Tuesday at 7, band. On Friday, we've got the Civil War encampment, the cow patty contest, the auction, the live band, Southern Rain, Danny Kendall's group, and then the big marble tournament. On Saturday, then, of course, the Civil War encampment's going on. And on Saturday, the car show, the tractor show, the local artist, the quilt and show. One thing I didn't mention was the children's pedal pool.
Oh.
And it's sponsored out by the tractor people. And it's out in front of the high school on the sidewalk, I think.
Is that new or is that
no,
been going?
No, it's been going
okay.
on. It's at 1 mm-hmm. o'clock and everything. And then, of course, we've got our live music for the locals. And we've got then the Mighty Duck Race.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, we just print 300 tickets. So we've never sold them all. We liked about 10 last year. So we're going to try to sell them all this year.
Yeah.
Then we might move up to 400.
Right.
And then the live music on the Crossfire at Rodney Huff and his band start about 6:30, 7 o'clock and everything. Now, just want to thank Susan for giving me the opportunity to come and do this because this event is the life of the museum.
Mm-hmm. And it's most important.
It's most important because mm-hmm. that's what pays our light bills and all of our stuff
right.
and everything and
repairs keep the doors open.
And stuff we do. So I just want to thank you, and we hope everybody will come. I've ordered no rain for those 3 days, so I hope we have a good time. And we've been real fortunate to not have at homecoming days. We've been putting this on some close to 25 years, a few years after the museum got started and
mm-hmm.
everything, so it's been one of our main things.
Yeah, and it's an important festival that's for the people of the county,
right,
for the people of the community.
Anybody that wants
and
to come.
You, it's a walkable thing.
Doesn't charge to get in. You just come on, get in, bring your chair, sit down,
walk
have
right
a good
in,
time.
Sit right down.
Right.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, too, for coming. And I appreciate you being here. And everybody, remember the dates, which are?
July 31st, August 1 and 2.
And you need to come and enjoy homecoming days. This is Susan Bailey with the Clay County Corner on 101.5 WVFB Kicks Country, wishing everybody a beautiful and productive day. Always keep our military in your prayers. Tune in for a rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock p.m.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.